Hello, everyone, and thank you for all the support that you have given me while I've not been posting many podcasts and blogs. The simple reason is I've just finished a big bit of work I've been involved with in for the last 5 years, and it's taken its toll. I just needed some time away from the computer screens, but I'm going to be back. I'm going to book a couple of meetings in with some former guests next week, if they're free, to get them back on and go through. I've got some new guests lined up as well. But today, I want to talk about the new support logo you can see just up there, the Walk and Talk Suffolk. I reached out to them now about 3 weeks ago and sort of said that I can't attend because where they were based, I could get to, but they've moved the destination of where we now do the walk and talk, and I couldn't get there. And big shout out to Charlie, who messaged me back saying, well, I could pick you up and bring you along. Well, I was nervous about going, absolutely shredding nerves, meeting a group of men I'd never met before. There could have been loads of us, there could have been a short amount of us, and I weren't sure how I was going to get on. Well, Charlie picks me up, meets me outside mine. We get about 3 or 4 minutes down the road, and I've done myself a drink, and my drink bottle exploded. It looked like I'd wet myself. Well, I'd never met this man before till today, only speaking to him online. And then I'm in his car and I've drenched his car, and my nerves are kicking in even more. And I was in my head, I wanted to go back, but if I go back, it'd have been a failure. So I just want to say, if something is challenging you, if it doesn't work out the first time, try again. I stayed with it, got to the car. I had to meet a group of men in soaking wet shorts, and it looked like I had pissed myself. It honestly did. It also looked like it had all gone up into my jumper, round the back of my shorts, and everything. So I was already nervous, but now I look back at it, it was a great icebreaker. There was about 10 of us for this walk I'd first gone to, and got chatting with a couple of men. And do you know what? It was just simple. We walked down a little bit and I did something absolutely that shocked my system. I think it was because I was cold. It was a cold day. And then we stop off to get a coffee or tea. And I actually had a cup of tea. Well, for the people that know me closely, they know I don't drink tea or coffee. But I needed something to warm me up because I was freezing. And I had a Yorkshire tea bag and a cup of tea. And do you know what? It wasn't that bad. I actually enjoyed it. For me, that was also trying something new. For me, you know, people who've watched this my podcast before, the only thing I drink is Pepsi Max. That's all I drink. Maybe the odd other bit of fizzy as well, but Pepsi Max is my main drink, and that's all I drink. But then I went away, had a good chat, come away, and felt really good about going. I thought, yeah, I'd go again, actually. I'd only met 9 new people for the first time ever I'd met them, and it was really weird. It was like we all knew each other, we all got on. And I think I said it in our WhatsApp group when I got added to that, it felt like I was a part of a community, and that for me is something big. I like feeling part of a community. It's something I've always liked to feel about being a part of something, being strong in the community. I just like it. I don't know why, I just do. But yeah, so these walk and talks happen every fortnight. They started off originally in Gorston. The Gorston lot has got huge, really big numbers turnout. That started off little and it's getting bigger and bigger. And then they did one in Lowestoft near the start of the year, maybe middle of the year, I think. And these continued, but I'd never gone. I'd gone to the first one we did in Lowestoft, and I didn't really go again until 2 weeks ago. And then this Sunday, I asked Charlie if I could get picked up. Charlie said yes. And then I went again, but this time I didn't spill anything down me. No bottles exploded. I even remembered my Dean Beans coffee hut little teacup. I would have got it, but I forgot to bring it in before the fidget. I started recording. I've got my Dean Beans coffee, cup of tea. I don't know what they call them. That keeps your drinks hot. I got one of them. Took that with me this time. And I had another cup of tea. And I needed it this week as well. Although I didn't spill anything, it was slightly chilly. But what shocked me was the amount of people that were taking a dip in the sea. And it was like, you're off your heads. I wouldn't want to be doing it. Not at this early in the morning and how cold the water looked. Nah, not for me. But I chatted to a couple of new people this week and it was really good. Really enjoyed it. And I am going to give Kim a shout out. He's like the fortnight ago and this week he's done some poems and they were absolutely brilliant. Really enjoyed them. But there's, you can get onto the Walk and Talk Suffolk, you can get onto their Facebook page. I'll drop a link in the comments below. So you can find it easily. They're a great bunch of lads. Great to get on with. Great to talk to. Just really chill and simple. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to go again. And the next one, you don't have to, but it is fancy dress. If you've got any ideas for a fancy dress costume for an oversized lad, drop them in the comments below. I'd like to see your suggestions. I need them before the 25th. Give me a couple of days to order it. So drop your comments down below and let's see what we can get. Another chap said a polo pair costume. Now, that'll keep you nice and warm, but he told me I weren't allowed to do it. It was his idea. I've never seen a polo bear fancy dress costume, but I'm going to look for one. Also, I just want to thank you all for the support you've given me. Just here, David from Jada Jada. He's been supporting me for bloody ages, to be honest, with things, with my website and how to do stuff. So that's a big thank you to David. Love working with you, fella. Let's keep it going. Brad, who has his mobile barbers. As you can see, I need a trim. I've got one booked in. So I'm looking forward to Restoration Trust for all they do for me and what I've done for them. Then you've got, I can't remember if her name's Sarah or not. Sarah from Rainbow. Dandelion Crochet. We've spoken on Twitter. I've done a blog podcast with her before. It's great. What she's doing is absolutely great. Lift Lad for Danny for their continuous support of what I do and the support they give me to do what I do. Then in this corner, you've got Julian Claxton, award-winning photographer. Always loving the suggestions I come up with because he just must think I'm a crazy man. Then you got Sam, which is Flatsy's logo, who I watch stream in his community. They always say hello to me. And then Lowestoft Town Council that have funded me some money last year or maybe 2 years ago to do these on my podcast on Zoom, but I don't do it anymore. I do it here on StreamYard. So that's all I really want to say. Also, I've got a link where you can buy me a coffee. It won't go to a coffee. It might go to some new Yorkshire tea bags because I am impressed and I might have one when I'm at home. But it goes to the running of my setup, my PCs, helping me blog, keeping my website updated, anything that goes wrong, it just helps with the cost of that and the cost of StreamYard. There's no pressure. You don't have to donate to Buy Me a Coffee, but if you do, I'm really grateful. And the Buy Me a Coffee link will be in the description below. So have a good week, everyone. Enjoy the week and have a smashing weekend. Enjoy, and I'll see you in the next one. Whoa.